علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of prophethood based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. And we were discussing about, the issue that the prophets, one of their duties, based on the first sermon of Nahjul Balagha, is that they came to prepare the grounds or to create a situation whereby mankind can fulfill their the covenant that is ingrained in their natures. لِيَسْتَعْدُوا مِثَاقَ فِطْرَتِهِ, that they are able to fulfill that covenant that is there in their nature. You see, this is a very important thing that is there. Of course, the verse itself, the statements read لِيَسْتَعْدُوهُمْ مِثَاقَ فِطْرَتِهِ, that if so that people that so that the prophets make them fulfill that covenant that is there ingrained in their nature by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that special nature through which He has created them, that which we call it fitrat Allah, based on the verse of the Quran. Now, we were discussing about the fact that the way to fulfill this covenant is to act in accordance to the religion fully. And the reason why we say that is because in this very verse of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, of course, in the verse that we mentioned earlier, فَأَقِمْ وَجْهَكَ لِلدِّينِ حَنِيفًا, it's in Surah Rum. In this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that uphold the religion truthfully. What is that religion? فِطْرَةَ اللَّهَ الَّتِي فَطَرَ النَّاسَ عَلَيْهَا. It is that very nature of man, that very nature of God in which man has been created. Inshallah, we shall discuss more about this issue.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, coming back to our discussion, the Prophet's main role was to make people fulfill that covenant which is in their nature, that divine covenant, that covenant of God, that special covenant that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had taken from each and every human being. Now, if this means the purpose, we have to ask ourselves that when Imam says, لِيَسْتَعْدُوهُمْ مِثَاقَ فِطْرَتِهِ, that so that they fulfill that covenant which is a divine, that is based on the divine nature of mankind, or the godly nature of mankind, or that nature which is attached to God, that nature which is of God, fitratihi. What do we mean by fitra? What do we mean by this fitratihi? Fitra basically comes from the word, the Arabic word fatara, which means to originate, okay? To bring something from nothing, to cause something to appear or to cause something to come to being from nothing. This is called fitra, fatara, basically. Now, when the word is used in this form, when it is used in the form of fi'la, which means fitra here, the same word, the letters fatara are used in the form fitra, it means a special form of origination, a special form of origination. Now here we are told in this verse of the Quran that it is fitrat Allah. This special form of origination is a godly one, because God has brought this form of creation. It's a godly one. It is a special form of creation upon which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created all of mankind. فَطَرَ النَّاسَ عَلَيْهَا. All of mankind is created based on that form. It's a special form of creation. And it is a divine form. It is فِطْرَةَ اللَّهَ الَّتِي فَطَرَ النَّاسَ عَلَيْهَا. It is divine in nature. That means it is such that it causes a person to come closer to Allah. This form of creation is geared towards perfection, towards divine. That's how it is. But this form of creation, this special way of creation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran tells us that this special form of creation is in conformity with the correct and true religion. Inshallah, we shall discuss this in the coming segment.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Now, we understood till now that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, according to this verse of the Quran in Surah Rum, has created mankind in a certain form. And that form is a divine form, is a form that is geared towards divinity, towards perfection, towards God. That's why he says, Fitrat Allah, the special creation of God, a godly special creation. Okay? If this being the case, this godly special creation, at the end of the day, is just a potential. It is not that man, from when he is born, he is divine. When he says Fitrat Allah, that means it is created in this form. It's a special form of creation geared towards the divine, means that it is a very strong potential. This strong potential needs to be fructified. It needs to flower into its true, you can say, realizations. It needs to realize itself. How will this potential realize? It needs something that is completely conforming with it. And what is that thing that is completely conforming with it? It is that religion. فَأَقِمْ وَجْهَكَ لِلدِّينِ حَنِيفًا. That true religion, that religion which is, if acted upon that religion in a true manner, it is completely equal to and is completely in conformity to that nature of man. It goes to say that when a person applies this religion fully, is this then and then only he will be able to fully fulfill and complete that covenant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is ingrained in him. So we see now the relationship between fulfilling that covenant and applying the religion in our lives. Inshallah, we shall add to this in the coming sessions. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معناه باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من ناداه أو لبه حين دعاه مجيد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه.